K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, good morning. This is Steven. How are you doing?
Steven.
Hello,
how
Steven.
How are you? Sounds like a man on a mission, Fry. What's up?
Well, I guess I'm a little bit stressed out, honestly, right now, because I went on a date and she is not getting back with me.
Oh, no.
At all.
Give us a little more detail.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So basically, you know, I think we had a great date. We went out, you know, to eat and just kind of get to know each other more. And, you know, her name's Ashley, and she was just gorgeous. I thought I had no chance at even getting this date, and she said yes, so it just really caught me off guard. And so we're out there, and, you know, talking, and maybe I talked a little bit too much. I'm not quite sure, but I was just really excited to be there, really excited to be with her. I felt like we were connecting, like, really well. You know, she was laughing, and we were kind of – there wasn't, like, a ton of awkward silence, really, or anything like that. And to be completely honest with you guys, I think, like, towards the end, I felt like I might have been falling in love with her a little bit.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't happen to me often, you know. Like, I mean, I know it's first date, and I probably shouldn't be, you know, saying stuff like that or whatever. But, you know, it just went so well, you know. It just felt so natural when we were together. And so, you know, I tried calling her, and she wouldn't answer the phone.
Well, you sound stressed out a little bit.
He does.
Yeah. I'm really, it's really, I don't know. I guess I didn't feel like I was going to fall for somebody so quickly, and then all of a sudden this is just kind of stressing me out. I mean, she won't even answer my calls, and then I tried to go. She's a bartender.
Yeah.
So I tried going by her work, you know, last night, maybe thinking, okay, well, maybe she's just been busy. Maybe, you know, and the bartenders can typically talk while they work, so I thought maybe we could talk a little bit. Nothing serious, but just to kind of make sure, you know, everything was still okay. But she seemed like she was, you know, avoiding me most of the night, and she wasn't even that busy. It wasn't like there was a big crowd, you know.
Bartenders are really handy to have around the house.
They.
where are you from, Steven?
I actually live in Kettering.
Okay. All right.
Huh. And where's she from?
She's from Huber Heights.
Oh, okay. Hubertucky and Kettering.
Hubertucky and Kettering.
Well, it sounds like a match made in heaven.
It does. All right. Well, so you want us to reach out and see what's going on here, Steven?
Yes, definitely. If you guys could really help me out, that'd be great.
Okay, hold on. We'll get some more details about her off the air here and get her phone number. We'll give her a buzz, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Steven, where'd you guys go on your first date? What'd you guys do?
Yeah, this is interesting.
Yeah, so we just went, you know, out to eat. Nothing like,
okay,
nothing super fancy or anything. But I took her out and we went to, we actually went to Frickers. Just to, like I said, it was just more the kind of a get to know each other date.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so we're just going to do that. And just like I said, the conversation, everything is really natural. It probably helps that she's a bartender and used to, like, you know, actually interacting with people and stuff.
Now, that's not where she works, right?
No.
Okay,
because I was going to say,
taking her to where she's a bartender.
don't take her to her home place.
That would not be good.
No, come on, guys. I'm a little bit better than that guy.
That's good. All right, well, hold on a second here. We're going to start dialing her number. We'll get her on the phone here in a second and give her a talking to, see what happened.
Hi there. This is Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Is this Ashley?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi.
You sound friendly.
You do.
I try to be.
You sound like you could be a bartender.
I am a bartender.
I like drinks. Drinks are good.
Yeah. What's your special drink?
Oh, I make a really nice appletini.
Oh, look at you. Okay. Nice. Well, that's not really why we're calling, though.
But we would like to talk about it sometime.
Sure. Maybe try one of those from you.
We'll come see you.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Hey, we got a phone call from somebody. Steven?
Yeah, okay.
But he was absolutely, like, thrilled with you. And
he's smitten.
He is. Had a, he said, you know, a fantastic time. You guys went to Frickers, and he said it was good, but he said not really sure what's going on. He hasn't heard back from you.
Okay, well, first off, this was 2 days ago. This wasn't, like, a month ago, and I haven't talked to him. This is 2 days. And the date was really nice, and he seems like a really sweet guy and had a really lovely time. You know, we just hung out and talked for a couple hours, but, like, towards the end of the night, he's saying, oh, my God, I'm so amazing. He wants me to meet his parents. He wants me to meet his brother.
Wow.
Yeah. you know, and that's a little much. And he said he was so surprised he even said yes to the date. But I'm like, I'm here. Just talk to me now.
Hey, right,
I'm
enjoy.
Already here, right?
Well, maybe he was nervous. You know, I mean, there's,
yeah,
you know.
You know, and I talk to people for a living and he doesn't. But there's one thing he did that really just was over the line for me.
Oh.
Yeah, yesterday he called my phone and made it ring once and then he hung up 30 times.
Okay, so he called you three separate times, let it ring once, and hung up.
No, not three. 30. 30.
30?
30.
30 times.
Did you ever talk to him or what?
No, I tried to get to it, but then he'd hang up. He hung up so fast, and he did this 30 times.
Wonder what he was doing.
I don't know.
Are you like...
At the end of the night, when I finally pick it up fast enough, he said he just wanted to make sure that I didn't give him a fake number. But wouldn't you know that at, like, call 2 or 3 or 12? Like, it was just... It was too much for me. Like, that's not something a stable person does. It just really freaked me out.
Did he leave you a voicemail
at any
time?
I was going to say, all you got to do is listen to, like, a voicemail, and you can probably know if it's a fake number or not.
Mm. No, it wasn't... He didn't leave me anything. He didn't... I don't know what he was trying to do.
Any text? Any text with it?
No. He just kept calling and hanging up and calling and hanging up. I turned my phone on silent and I tried to watch Netflix instead. It was just...
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if that's the kind of person I want to see, you know? Like, is he going to try to stalk me if things don't go well? I don't know.
Hey, I'm sorry to the butt in, but can I say something really quick, Ashley? Real quick?
Just... Go for it.
There you go, Ash.
That's
him.
Steven.
Oh, great.
Look, I know this is weird. Please just hear me out for a second. People have given me the fake number before, okay? So the reason why I was calling you so much was just because I just wanted to make sure that the number was just the right number. And I guess I couldn't believe that you gave it to me because the past couple dates that I've been on, people were giving me fake numbers. So
30 times? Like, really? I understand if you're nervous, but that's so much. I can't handle that. I really can't.
Well, I know that might seem like a lot, but I mean, like I said, this has happened to me several times. I guess I was a little bit paranoid.
I don't care. It is a lot. It is a lot. Things happen to you. That's your baggage. You can't make me deal with that. That's not fair.
Steve, you should at least let her pick up, and you could have just hung up when you heard her voice or something.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I guess I thought that might be weird.
Well, 30 times?
I know it sounds crazy now, like listening to you guys talk about it sounds crazy, but you know, at the time I felt like I was trying to do the right thing. I didn't think she would know because I just would let it ring once. I was thinking I could hang up before, like, you know, caller ID and all that picked up.
This is 2017,
it's
Steven.
Pretty quick.
Think, yeah, you got caller ID.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So maybe it's just because he was really into you, Ashley, you know, right, Steven?
Yeah, well, I mean, I definitely was feeling things for you that I haven't.
Yeah. You know,
oh, your phone broke up. What did you say?
I said that I had been feeling things for her that I hadn't really felt on other dates, you know? So like, that's kind of what made me kind of go a little bit crazy, I guess.
What kind of things?
Yeah, what's going on there?
Well, I felt like that I was starting to fall for you and like I loved you while we were on our date.
Ashley?
Yeah?
Thoughts?
I'm sorry. I can't do this.
Wow. Okay. Maybe just a little too soon. Like, you know, Stevie, you need to get to know her a little better.
Here's a good idea. Why don't you guys got to decide this right now, though? But we need a yes or no. But maybe take it just a little slower and go out on a second date. We'll buy you guys dinner, send you out to something to do, pick you up at your house with a limo. If you're willing to give it a shot.
No. Hands down. Sorry, no.
I don't understand. Like, I called you a little bit.
A little bit? 30 is not a little bit. 30 is not a little bit. If you want to make sure it's me, wait until I pick up and let me say, hi, this is Ashley. This is my number. There's no reason on the earth to call me that many times. That is not normal.
Look, Ashley, I'm sorry. I love you.
Oh.
You don't love me. You don't know me. You're a crazy person.
I feel like we just had a good connection there. I'm sorry. I love you, and I can't help that I feel that way. But I do.
Steven.
She hung
she's
up.
She's not. The phone is gone.
Well, shall I, like, send her flowers or something?
I would kind of just let it go.
Just maybe give it a little breathing room for just a little bit.
Just to, yeah. Space is a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel really bad. I didn't think it was going to go like this.
Well, you know, maybe, yeah. Okay. Well, maybe next time, don't try so hard, you know?
Or just give it a little time to cure, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Well, maybe in a week or so, y'all can help me again or something.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know
I guess that's enough.
You know where to find us.
Oh, my God.